Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, in South Africa's agricultural sector, there are a range of institutions, committees, organizations, all broadly responsible or aspiring to do work that is in support of the growth and the sustainability of the South African agricultural industry. One of the most important committees is what we call the Crop Estimates Committee. They are housed in the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Their primary task is to provide estimates of South African grains and oilseeds production, both winter and summer grains. This committee constitutes a range of organizations. It's not only just the government officials, but there are some from private sector, independent research organizations, and even some government bodies like StatsSA, they sit in there. The skill set of most people that are in this committee, they are skilled in crop science, in soil science, in statistics, in economics, and they deploy a range of tools to estimate how much crop South Africa will harvest. Some of those tools are satellite GIS related tools. Some of them, they do surveys. They drive around and get a sense of what the crop is looking like. And they've been doing this work for quite some time. And the reports that they've been providing month by month have proven to be super valuable. They are the authoritative body that guides South Africa on how much grains and oilseeds the country produce. And at the end of each season, when you look at what they've been saying and what is observed or collected in the silos, they are always right on point. So they are the authoritative and credible body that does this work. And we pay particular attention to what they said. For example, this past month, they released their fifth estimate for South Africa's 2023-24 summer grains and oilseeds production season. Now, this is a fifth estimate, but these estimates, they run up until to the 8th, and then after the 8th, they will release their final one, which is where you will do the auditing and see how far off they are on the final crop that is in the, delivered in the silos, as well as what they've been saying throughout the year. But in our experience is that when they get to the fourth estimate, they are usually closer to what the final crop will be, which is why I've decided this week to talk about their fifth production estimates for summer grains and oilseeds. And when I talk about summer grains and oilseeds in the South African context, I'm referring to white maize, yellow maize, sunflower, soybean, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. What they said last week, which is on the 27th of June, was that South Africa's 2023-24 summer grain and oilseeds production harvest is at 16 million tons. This was a slight uptick from the previous month's estimate. In fact, a 0.6% increase from last month. But this slight uptick was primarily driven by upward adjustments on yellow maize and a minor adjustment on white maize. All of the other crops were left unchanged, which again speaks to that point that when you get to the fourth estimate, there's usually closer to what the final crop will be. Part of the reason of that is because we are now, for example, towards completion of the harvest. If you talk to folks that are in soybeans, they are nearly done harvesting their soybeans. In sunflower, also nearly complete harvesting sunflower. In maize, we are also in full swing, and in fact, most areas have completed harvesting their maize by July. Most areas would have, by end of July, most areas would have completed the harvest. So looking at what the crop estimate is saying and looking at what the producer deliveries are looking like on the silos, we are beginning to see some reconciliation of those figures, all mirroring an image that the Crop Estimate Committee has been painting over the past few months. But again, a crop of about 16 million tons, as significant as it is down 20% year on year. And that reflects the midsummer drought that in some of our previous segment we have talked about. Because South Africa, from the beginning of February all the way to the end of March, experienced a difficult drought which led to crop losses in the country. And in fact, one would appreciate that this year, farmers had planted more area compared to last year for summer grains. They planted about 4.4 million hectares. Last year, they had planted about 4.3 million hectares. So the crop for this year to be down 20%, it gives one then a sense of how much we have lost in the plantings because of that midsummer drought. But if you were to dive deeper then in these numbers and say, okay, fine, with the upward adjustments on maize, where is maize now sitting? Yellow maize was lifted by roughly 1.3% month on month. We now have a crop of about 7.1 million tons, but white maize was lifted marginally 0.1% month on month. We still have a crop of about 6.3 million tons. That's the white maize. Now, putting all that this together, we have a maize harvest in South Africa of a 13.4 million tons, up 0.4% from the previous month. But again, if you were to dissect these and look at them on a year-on-year basis, the white maize crop is down 26% year-on-year, while yellow maize crop is down 10% year-on-year. Of course, the disparity on why yellow maize is down by 10% while white maize is down by a significant figure of 26%, it has a lot to do with where each crop is planted, as well as the timing of that crop. White maize is planted primarily in the western regions of South Africa, while you have yellow maize primarily in the eastern regions. And in the eastern regions, the season starts from around about October, while in the western regions, the season starts a month later. And now if you consider that and the fact that we were hit by the drought around about the beginning of February, will tell you about where each crop growing conditions were in stage. Hence, there is that difference in the yields. Yellow maize was hit while at least some of the areas were starting to mature, but while and deep in pollination, while white maize, most areas were hit by the drought even before they get into pollination. And that led to these massive losses that you are seeing. But in total, at 13.4 million tons of maize now particularly is down 18% from the previous year. Yes, there are major financial losses for farmers who yet to get a sense of how much money farmers they lost and how much in debt they actually will be. So that's something that we will get a better sense of in the coming months. But the point to emphasize is that South Africans should not be necessarily nervous about the supplies, because we need as a country maize crop of about 12 million tons for our annual consumption. And then if we consider then that we have a crop of about 13.4 million tons, and the fact that we had carryover stocks of roughly just over a million tons. In fact, I think they were just over 2 million tons of the carryover stocks that we had as a country from the previous season, because we are coming from those good abundant harvests that we have had. Now, you take that carryover stock on top of this 13.4 million tons, I think South Africa will sit comfortably. And in fact, the figures that we have suggest that we may be able to export about 1.4 million tons. So the point is that we remain a net exporter, even though we've seen an 18% year-on-year decline in our crop. In that 1.4 million tons that may be exported, we think that 840,000 tons of that will be white maize, 600,000 it will be yellow maize. And these are the figures that are shared also by the South African Grains and the Oilseed Supply and Demand Estimates Committee. They are of this view. So yes, the 1.4 million tons that we expect for export is down significantly from what South Africa had exported in the previous season. Because in the previous year, we had exported about 3.4 million tons. So we're down 2 million tons from that. But the point is that we're still sitting as a net exporter, and we'll be able to have sufficient supplies for us domestically. As I said in one of the segments, that although we will remain at this net exporting position, people may from time to time read about imports of yellow maize into South Africa. But those imports will primarily be for the coastal regions, and people will be importing that maize because of the favorable prices in South America compared to driving and tracking some of the other maize from the northern regions of South Africa to the southern regions. But it has a lot to do with the availability of supplies, but more of the price effect. But everything else considered, we still think that that will be marginal, and we will remain a net exporter as a country. But I must say, though, that in terms of prices, there's a mixed view. I think that white maize prices will remain elevated for some time. And I fear actually that towards the end of the year, we may see white maize prices again ticking up and going into the first quarter of next year. Much of that is because of the expected demand from the region. Because countries like Zimbabwe and Zambia, they've lost over half of their crop and they may start demanding maize. Zambia has made the point clearer that they may not buy from South Africa because of the genetically modified maize and they want non-GM maize. But Zimbabwe does import genetically modified maize. So with the benefit of time, we will yet to see if Zambia will change that policy or they will keep it. But the point is that the demand may remain robust in the region for maize, and that will push maize prices up, particularly white maize, which is needed for domestic consumption in these countries. Yellow maize is abundantly available in the world market, and many countries may import from the world. And in fact, even if you were to look at the prices now, yes, they've come down in recent months because of the stronger rand in South Africa and the harvest pressure. But if you look on a year-on-year basis, white maize price, for example, on the 27th of June, traded just over 5,100 rands per ton. And that was up by over 30% from a year ago. But if you look at yellow maize traded just over 3,800 rand per ton, which is down 4% from the levels that we saw a year ago, comparing prices for the 27th of June this year with the 27th of June last year. That disparity on the prices, it speaks to the story of the abundance of yellow maize in the world market and the scarcity of white maize, but also the discrepancies on the yield expectation between white and yellow in South Africa. And another factor is, of course, the regional demand that we expect. So that's how the maize story looks. But in that grain basket, it's not all about maize. There's soybeans. Soybeans in South Africa is down 36% this year. We expect a crop of about 1.7 million tons. And we actually think that now we will no longer be the net exporter of soybeans that we were last season because of these constrained supplies. On sunflower crop, with the figures that we have, it looks like it will be down by 10% from a year ago to around about 649,000 tons. Again, here, the story is because of the expected yield losses on both sunflower and soybeans rather than an element of an area planting per se. We do see all of the other crops moderately up when you compare them with where they were a year ago. If you think about groundnuts, you think about sorghum, and you think about where dry beans is at. But that's really more often an area expansion in some of these crops. But the overall message of this week, perhaps, is that the midsummer drought has had a major impact on South Africa's summer grains and oilseeds. And that is displayed by that annual decline on a crop where you put everything else together and it gives you a 16 million tons. And that 16 million tons, of course, comprises maize, sunflower seeds, soybean, groundnut, sorghum, and dry beans. That is down 20% on a year-on-year basis. But in a range of crops, then, it says, I've just explained. But we're now expecting to receive about three more of these monthly reports before we get the final one. But I think all of those will probably carry minor adjustments from the figures that we have. We can begin to have a sense of confidence on what the Crop Estimate Committee has released so far as perhaps the view of where South Africa's grains and the oilseeds production conditions will look like. With that, folks, let me stop there. I may return with the policy idea in some of the next segments. We will see how the week in South Africa looks like and perhaps even talk about the regional story. I've been referring a lot to some of the poor crops in Zimbabwe and Zambia, but I think it does need a deep dive in those countries to say what exactly is happening. And perhaps maybe we can discuss some of those things in the coming segment. Thanks so much for listening. As always, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read a bit about some of the things that I write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. You can also follow us on socials, Wandile Sihlobo across all socials, Mkokeli Podcast, and the Financial Mail on the socials. Thanks for listening.